Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Boomer was just oozing with NBA takes this morning. He came in. It was pouring out of him.
Yeah.
Out of every orifice. So much so that he wanted to say it at 6:15. Then he was holding back during Jerry's update. But he is ready to drop a hot
out of the oven.
We've been baking it now for an entire hour, for 45 straight minutes. This has been in the oven, so it better come out hot.
There have been a lot of great NBA playoff performers. There ought to have been a lot of great individual games. You could think of the Walt Frazier game, Game 7, beating the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Triple-double, awesome. That was the Willis Reed game. You could think of Michael Jordan's flu game. I mean, there's a lot of great games. You can even think about, maybe the Golden State Warriors going 16-1 and winning a championship and maybe the most dominant team performance ever. What I'm talking about is we are witnessing right now the greatest individual overall performance in NBA playoff history with Nikola Jokic. And the fact that he is averaging a triple-double and doing it so effortlessly is got to be the greatest single NBA overall playoff performance ever.
Yeah.
And it has to be.
And he needs to finish this off and he needs to continue to play well, and there's no reason why you think he would not.
That's what I'm saying. We're in the middle of it. We're watching it. And his numbers are ridiculous. And I know, I can go back to Hakeem Olajuwon, I think it was 95. When he just dominated everybody. But, he wasn't averaging a triple-double.
No.
He was averaging a double-double. He was averaging 33 points, I think, that year.
Yeah, and he was as dominant as you could be as a scorer down there. I mean, his post moves were ridiculous.
Do you ever remember him dribbling the ball up the court like Nikola Jokic does?
And the only time you'd see him pass is if he was double-teamed and he couldn't do anything about it, and he had to get rid of the ball, where Jokic has just got eyes in the back of his head. I mean, just watch the beginning of this game. He didn't have a point, I don't think, in the first quarter or at the very end of the first quarter. And all he's doing is he's finding the players that are open, because Eric Spoelstra said we got to stop him. That's the Eric Spoelstra thing. We got to stop him no matter what. And it happened to be Aaron Gordon early on in this game that was open, and Jokic found him every single time.
He's 6'11". He's 285 pounds, and there's nobody that can stop him and Jamal Murray in the pick and roll. There's nobody that can stop him from passing over the top of them, even seven-footers. You saw what he did to Anthony Davis in the Lakers series.
Absolutely.
I mean, the shots are ridiculous. The shooting percentage is ridiculous. The fact that he is like a point guard at 6'11", I could say that Magic Johnson, when he was a rookie, I believe, he played center as well as point guard, as well as power forward. he did all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a 6'11", 285-pound player and it looks so effortless. It looks like he's not even sweating when he's playing.
Yeah, it really does. And early on in his career, I was playing a lot of daily fantasy basketball with FanDuel.
Yeah.
And this really, he was a no-name then, because he hadn't won an MVP yet. Nobody knew who he was. But like all his numbers every night were like ridiculous.
I mean, like the fact that he's not the MVP for the third year in a row is ridiculous.
Right.
The fact that Mark Jackson didn't have him on his MVP ballot is a disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and he is just once again proving to everybody that he is by far and away the best basketball player in the world. And he makes his teammates better. And I can only say this, that the word that really describes him, and it's not my word, somebody else used it, is selfless.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's about winning, and he feels like he has to take over, he will, but he's not afraid to make somebody else the star. But back then, as I was saying, he was putting up these numbers, and he's only gotten better. And he was a little bit thicker at that point in his career. His conditioning got up in a major way. He looks better than he ever has, and he's just learned. And now he's gotten to the point where nobody can touch him. Nobody can touch him. And at this point, I mean, I know that we fall into these traps sometimes when we're talking about greatness and anything could happen, but I mean, he looks now like he's going to dominate the league for the next 4 years, 5 years. Like, that's what he looks like.
I mean, look, he should have had three MVPs in a row. If he doesn't get hurt, he'll probably have another one next year.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that plays the game better than him. You know, I remember when LeBron was younger, and we were talking about how LeBron would always pass up the big shot or some idiotic take on, you know, why isn't he taking a shot?
Right.
And I would always say, you know why? Because he's being a good teammate. He's giving his teammate a chance or getting the ball to the open guy. And if he hits the shot, then he'll be the hero. And, you know, he didn't always have to have the ball in his hands. And I would say the same thing about this guy. You know, that's what makes him so great is that he does make his teammates better. His teammates certainly appreciate the way that he plays. And Jamal Murray, you know, God bless him, too, because he came off of that horrific leg injury, knee injury. And he's playing great, and he's playing off of Nikola Jokic. You want to say Jokic, whatever the hell you want to say.
It's Jokic, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But they call him the Joker, which can be confusing. Jokic, yes.
It's not Jokic, though.
It's not Jokic. No. That is correct. It's not what Chris Russo said as far as the Jokic.
Well, I know people are talking about him. I know the NBA people are giving him the respect that he deserves. But I'm just saying, we're living and watching this, or right in the middle of it.
Yeah, and why do you think? Is it the obvious reasons why he has not gotten the respect, even with the MVPs? Is it the fact that he's Serbian? Is it the fact that he's playing in Denver and not a bigger market? Because, there really shouldn't be any reason at this point in 2023 why Nikola Jokic should be flying under the radar. Now, this is as far as he's made in the playoffs, and he's probably going to win a championship, be a finals MVP, you would think. But, I mean, after this performance, he's got to be one of the faces of the league.
Oh, my God. I don't know what else you can do. I mean, it really is literally the greatest single performance in playoff history in my eyes. And I'm not talking about one individual game. And I know that guys like Kobe and Michael and LeBron and, you know, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson have all had their moments. But not consistently like this and the way that he's doing it.
Yeah, and he mentioned that the guy that he has modeled his game after is Tim Duncan. And Tim Duncan was a guy who never got the proper respect that he deserved with how good he was and the championships he won because he wasn't flashy. You know, his little post turnaround off the glass shot was not Kobe Bryant, you know, elevating over somebody and shooting the most beautiful jump shot you ever saw. And those guys played at the same time. It wasn't that. So, but Jokic, he is more aesthetically pleasing as a basketball player watching him than Tim Duncan ever was. I mean, Jokic just flows. I mean, the way he's just, the passing is, it's incredible.
I mean, he's a pleasure to watch. I'm telling you, the ratings aren't going to be as bad as everybody thinks they are because of the small market at Denver. The player himself is worth watching. In other words, it you just want to see what he's going to do next. I mean, I guess it was in the middle of the last series where I put a tweet out and I said, man, what a point guard he is. And yeah, he's not a point guard, but he certainly plays like one.
Sure. Right. Absolutely. So there's another big name attached to the Knicks. This is what's going to happen. Just like we have talked about in the past, every superstar now, because the Knicks are back in the mix, that may be available or may be cranky or may be wanting out of a place is going to be attached to the New York Knicks.
Now, you've been saying this.
Yep.
About one of these superstar players, and you're saying it's going to take a superstar player to bitch his way out of the place that he doesn't want to play with or play at any longer.
And want to play for the Knicks and force himself to the Knicks. Like Aaron Rodgers said on Pat McAfee, my intention is to play for the Jets. You need one of these guys to say, my intention is to play for the Knicks. Now, Adam Silver is not going to love that. But this has happened. I don't know how. Anthony Davis forced himself right to the Lakers. He just said, screw this. I'm not going to play anymore. I want to go to the Lakers. And he did. So maybe one of these guys does. But the latest is that the Knicks are monitoring the Joel Embiid situation in Philadelphia.
Right.
And how he could be unhappy with the fact that James Harden could be going back to Houston, with the fact that his buddy Doc Rivers has been let go, and that he could want to leave that place and go to the New York Knicks. Now, why in the hell the Philadelphia 76ers would ever in any way make a trade with the Knicks to send Embiid over to them is it just would never happen.
Yeah, but you just said how that would happen.
But
he would have to force himself to the Knicks.
They would.
The way that Anthony Davis forced himself to the Lakers.
But the Pelicans and the Lakers and the Knicks and the Sixers, different situation. The Pelicans are a franchise that doesn't have a lot of history. I mean, the Pelicans, for God's sakes. We're talking about Knicks and 76.
The Pelicans? We're talking about the Pelicans?
And you have the Knicks and the 76ers, and New York and Philly, I don't know. I don't see that happening.
Even if he and plus I think he likes Philadelphia. If you go by everything that you read and how much he likes the fans there and how much the fans like him, there's no angst in that regard.
This would be probably perceived worse than anything Kevin Durant ever did. If he left Philadelphia to go to New York, he would be hated by the Philadelphia fans in a way that I don't think anybody's been hated in the history of sports for leaving a particular team.
If he really truly wants to be traded and Daryl Morey wants to grant him his wish, I think that would have to be a West Coast team and would have to be somewhere like Portland to go play with Damian Lillard. Now, you see what the hell Denver's got, and you see how good they are, and how big they are, and how fluid they are on the basketball court.
Right.
I don't necessarily know that I would want to go to the Western Conference.
Yeah, and you're also going to need a team that's going to trade away a pick that matters. And the Knicks have a lot of first-round picks.
But they don't really matter.
They're not, I mean, not really. I mean, how many of them are going to be lottery picks?
But does Portland have the third pick in this year's draft?
Either the third or the second.
I think I have the third.
Okay.
So that's going to be worth something.
Absolutely. So yes, that would be something that would entice the 76ers in a lot of ways. Now, I don't know if Joel Embiid, if he's in control of this situation, as a player always is going to want to go all the way out to Portland and want to play out there. I don't know. Or maybe it doesn't matter to him. But it's just funny to me, though, that we've now heard from Brian Windhorst that the Knicks have been one eye. They've got one eye on the Cavaliers and one eye on Giannis Antetokounmpo's situation in Milwaukee. That was said by Brian Windhorst. Now you got another ESPN basketball guy, Tim McMahon, said that Embiid is on the Knicks watch list, hoping things go haywire for the 76ers. And the other thing is, too, dare I say this, because Joel Embiid, if he came here off of an MVP season, would be the best player the Knicks have probably ever acquired. I mean, I don't know how you could argue that. But Joel Embiid in the playoffs has been not good, and he gets hurt a lot. So if you're going all in on a player.
And is he going to be 31? How old is he going to be?
I have to check that. But if you're going to go all in on a player and say, this is the guy that's going to bring us to a championship, is it him? I mean, that's something you got to ask. He's 29.
He's 29, okay.
So, Luka Doncic, sure. That sounds great. Giannis won a championship, sure. Joel Embiid, of course, guy came off an MVP season. He's unbelievable. But his playoff performances on good teams have fallen short, and the coach got blamed for that.
Well, how about Game 6 and Game 7 with Harden?
Well, yeah.
On, man.
I know he just wants to punt the season at that point, James. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wants to get out of there. See ya. Going out there, getting the ball, boom, long snap, and send it down the court. Steve in Belmore. What's going on, Steve? Hello, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm a big basketball guy, big fan. I've watched the NBA Finals for years and years. I go back to the Knicks and Lakers when Reed walked out on the court. But my question to you, and I'll be quite blunt, my only way that Miami can beat the Nuggets is if Strus and Martin can bang down threes, you know, the first two quarters of the game. And I was also saying to, I guess I don't know who it was, who answered the call, if they start fouling Jokic late in the quarters to maybe change the momentum of the game and use Zeller and Love in the middle, I mean, Love has some size, and and Zeller is, you know, is also big, and then Adebayo. But I just wanted to hear, you know, if that's any reasonable way to beat the Nuggets in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, it's, here's the thing. You can foul Jokic all you want. He is going to get rid of the ball quicker than most. He's someone at the free throw line who is, he's a big man who's deadly at shooting free throws. And then all you do is you rack up fouls like he did last night.
You know what's amazing is that there was a point in the game last night. Jokic goes up, gets the rebound above the rim. And before he even touches the ground, he's throwing it to his teammate that he knows is to his right.
Mm-hmm.
His teammate then throws it down the court, and the next thing you know, they're at the basket in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, this is basketball at its highest level right now.
This reminds me, and hockey fans will know this. This reminds me of the great Oilers teams with Wayne Gretzky and the way that they played hockey and the way that they saw the ice that like nobody else saw the ice that way. And you had the great Mark Messier on that team, and you had the great Wayne Gretzky on that mm-hmm. team. This is how this team is playing basketball. Like, they're seeing things and doing things that we you never really see anymore.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of like if Shaq, Steph Curry, and Jason Kidd had a child together. You got him.
Right? You know, this play last night was ridiculous. And everybody, they showed it over and over again, And it's one of those plays where you're just like, I can't believe that this guy had the ability to go up and get the rebound. And before he even comes down, the pass is already out.
Yep.
So good luck fouling him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is a defensive rebound, and it's going the other way. And his teammates are going, you know, just running. And it's amazing just watching it, how it's unfolding. That's why I'm telling you, this is the single greatest NBA playoff performance that we've ever seen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.